I'm Steve Kraske, and this is KCUR's Up to Date. Well, with Missouri's black bear population growing at a rate of 9% each year, it's not out of the question to see bears around St. Louis or Kansas City. It also means Missouri might actually institute a bear hunting season as early as this coming October. According to our next guest, these days all of Missouri is now bear country. That guest is Laura Conley. She's a fur bearer biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation and one of the project leads on the Missouri Black Bear Project. Laura, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So there are bears in the Kansas City area now?
Well, so in the Kansas City area, during the summer months, it's not out of the realm of possibility to have a young male kind of wander through, but they're not residing in the Kansas City area right now.
Where have they been seen in our neck of the woods? Do you have any idea?
So we get occasional sightings kind of south of the city. We've had some east of the city as well. But the majority of our bear population is really south of Interstate 44 in the southern parts of the Ozarks.
Right.
But during the summer months, young males and even adult males go on big walkabouts. And so we've had bears that show up in some crazy places where folks would totally not expect to see a bear, but they can move really large distances. So just living in the state, knowing we have a bear population in the southern part of the state, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility to have a bear wander through some of our suburban and urban
Wow.
areas as well.
Should people be concerned about that? You know, folks who might be out hiking in our state parks or just out and about?
No, not concerned, but aware. So you want to make sure that you recognize that Missouri's bear country. We do have a bear population within this state. And the most likely areas that you might encounter one would be in the southern part. So our forested part of the Ozarks. And it's something just to keep in mind. So if you're camping, if you're hiking in the southern third of the state, that's bear country. That's where we've got the established bear population. Even if you're around Lake of the Ozarks, we have bears that reside in and around Lake of the Ozarks. And so in those areas, it's important to just understand the proper precautions to take. So if you're out there hiking and you encounter a bear, let the bear know of your presence. Basically, raise your hands up above your head, talk to it in a calm voice, say, hey, bear, and just back out of the way and let that bear go off on its own. They really don't want to be in encounters with humans. But if you're visiting that area, it's important to recognize that bears can be attracted to human food sources.
Mm.
So barbecue grills, if it's someplace where you're residing, bird feeders and things like that. So it's just important to keep that in mind when you're in those areas to avoid any potential for negative encounters.
So you're saying our bears might actually like Kansas City barbecue? Is that what you're suggesting here, Laura? Maybe a little bit.
They have an incredible sense of smell. So their sense of smell is actually better than a dog's sense of smell. And so they use that to find a variety of different food sources.
But just to be crystal clear with you, black bears should not be confused with grizzly bears, which are far more aggressive, right?
So, right. We only have black bears in the state of Missouri. And oftentimes when you hear of negative encounters in the news media and things like that out in the western part of the United States, that's oftentimes related to grizzly bears. And they're really just two different species, not necessarily related to thinking about how aggressive one is versus the other, but just the mode of encounters that can occur. So black bears here in Missouri can come in a range of colors. And that's one of the things that oftentimes confuses folks. They might see a brown phase black bear or a blonde phase black bear. And their first thought is, oh, it's a brown bear, which in translation is a grizzly bear. But we only have black bears in the state of Missouri, but they do come in a variety of colors too.
How big a change are we talking about here, this changing bear habitat of Missouri, the idea that bears might be seen now and then outside of Kansas City and St. Louis? How big a change are we looking at that's going on in the state?
So really what we're seeing is the growth and expansion of our bear population. And so bears were once historically abundant in Missouri throughout the forested parts of the state. But by the early 1900s, they were driven to really, really low numbers, to the point where it was actually thought that they were driven to local extinction within the state. Our research does suggest we had a small remnant bear population that hung on in the most remote parts of the Ozarks. But following a reintroduction effort in Arkansas in the late 1950s and early 1960s, we saw that expansion of bears in Missouri as well. So our bear population is part of a much larger population in the three states, so Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. And as our bear population grows and expand, they are recolonizing areas that were former habitat. So as that population grows, we do have bears expanding northward. And so, 15 years ago, while there may have been bear sightings around Lake in the Ozarks, it wasn't a commonplace kind of thing. We did have bear sightings that would show up around St. Louis, but that's becoming a more regular event. And as that bear population grows, those types of sightings are going to continue to increase.
Is this a good thing or not?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so bears are a native species here to Missouri. They're part of our state's biodiversity, and a lot of folks within the state really value having a bear population here. So what we're seeing is that growth and expansion of this native species. So that's definitely a good thing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about Missouri's burgeoning bear population. What questions do you have about Missouri's population here? Tweet us at KCUR Up to Date or call us 816-235-2888. I'm visiting with Laura Conley. She's a fur bear biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. All this has eventually led to the Bear Project. Laura, what is the Missouri Black Bear Project?
Yep. So the Missouri Black Bear Project started in 2010, and it's really a cooperative research project. We work with researchers out of Mississippi State University, as well as the State University of New York, in cooperation with the Missouri Department of Conservation, to really gain a detailed understanding of our bear population and bears in Missouri. So initially, the project, when it started in 2010, the ultimate goal was really to get a population estimate at that point in time, understand what level our population was at. And then over time, it transformed into gathering survival and reproductive information to understand how that population is growing. And so that's where we get to the current population estimate of around 540 to 840 bears in the state, based on a 2019 estimate. And we get at that by following collared female bears throughout the year, understanding the habitats that they use, their movement patterns, things like that, but also following them to the winter den so we can see how many cubs they have each year and then how many of those cubs survive to the age of one. And all of that information is crucial for understanding how our population is growing.
I was going to say, you just answered my next question, which is how on earth in a state as large as the state of Missouri can you possibly figure out roughly how many bears are out there? And you say, how do you even find the bears to collar them to begin with?
Yeah, so there's a big effort that goes into that. So there's a couple of different things that kind of come into play there. So the initial population estimate that started in 2010 was conducted through a hair snare study. So we set up barbed wire hair snare corrals throughout bear habitat in the southern part of the state. So you collect hair from those corrals, basically the bears catch their fur on the barbed wire. That leaves a genetic signature there. So we can get those individual bears' DNA and see how many times they visit those different corrals, how many different corrals they visit. And from that, you can extrapolate the population estimate.
I'm sorry,
there.
And what's a corral, Laura?
So it's basically a circle of barbed wire set up among trees in the woods. And so it's got a scent attractant in the middle of it, and the bears have to cross that barbed wire to get to the scent attractant. And when they do that, they leave that DNA.
That's kind of amazing, just for the record. An amazing way that you go about figuring out how many bears are out there. That's just incredible. Okay, 816. Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Well, I was going to say the second step in that is really the den project, so the reproductive project. And so we have that initial estimate from the 2010 study, but that didn't tell us how quickly that population was growing. And so when we visit those winter dens, we follow those collared bears, we can get at that important reproductive and survival. And that data goes into a population model that allows us to look at that growth.
And when you visit a den in the winter, do you actually crawl into the den?
We do. Yeah. So that's the ultimate goal. We try to immobilize the female bear. And that way we can count the number of cubs that she has. We can check the fit of her radio collar and make sure it's fit correctly so that it's not too loose, not too tight. And then that allows us to keep track of her throughout the course of the year to visit her at the next year's den to see how many of those cubs have survived.
Well, wait a minute. So you're saying that one of your conservation people who would be a very, very brave human being actually crawls into a den in the middle of winter? How do you know where the mom is inside that dark den?
Yep. So she has a collar on, and that collar allows us to pinpoint the location of the den. And then basically when we get up to that den, it takes a fair bit of searching sometimes within the brush pile to figure out exactly where the bear is positioned in the den, things like that. And then we utilize a jab pole. So basically a syringe on a long pole that allows us to deliver the immobilizing drug. And we don't go into the den with the female until she's safely immobilized. So that it's safe for the staff, obviously. But it does require some maneuvering and things like that, trying to figure out exactly where they are within the den.
You say you have a flashlight and you're looking around inside that den to see where mama is, right?
Yep, exactly.
Have you done this before yourself?
I do, yeah. So that's one of my primary duties here. And I had worked in another state previously doing bear work, and that was a very similar project, doing that den work and pinning those dens, immobilizing the sow, counting the cubs, counting the yearlings, things like that.
You're talking about this like it's no big deal. It strikes me as as something maybe a little more than that.
You know, we're trained in the immobilization of these animals. And so there's a lot of training that goes into that. We have a crew that is highly trained in these activities. So there's several of us in the state that can do the immobilizing, that do the den work. But it's not something for just, you know, anybody to go out and find a den.
Oh, yeah.
By any means.
You don't have to convince me of that. Yeah.
Yeah. We know we've worked with bears long enough that we can tell their, how they're feeling about us approaching the den and things like that. Some bears basically avert their eyes and remain pretty docile. Other bears try to leave the den. And so there's a lot of training that goes into this type of activity for sure.
Okay. I'm now belaboring this point, but what if they decide to leave the den and you're standing right there? That's got to be a little bit rough, isn't it?
So in most cases, we give the bear an escape route when we can. In some instances, there's only one opening into the den. And in those instances, I mean, I never put myself or any of the other staff at risk. We always recognize if it's something where we couldn't back out quickly, we don't work those bears. We'll just put cameras up to see what kind of cubs they have or if they still have their yearlings.
Well, Laura Connolly, you're a brave woman and you're a smart woman, too. I just want to point out 5 years ago this month, KCUR's very own Suzanne Hogan covered this project. She went out into the field with some of your colleagues, Laura, and found herself in an actual bear den. Here's a clip from her story about that experience.
We come upon a slash pile, which basically just looks like a huge pile of sticks. And Jeff motions for me to crawl in.
See if you can see.
I crawl in the den and see a black fur pile slowly moving up and down.
I'm going to get a little closer, see how many yearlings she has. Can you see her?
Yeah.
She has 3 yearlings. They start to blink their eyes open, panting groggily, but the mom is passed out.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny. When I first saw the hair, I just thought, looks like my dog. And then I was like, wait, it's not my dog. It's a bear. I'm in a bear den.
Jeff tranquilizes the mother, and when the drugs wear off in a few hours, she'll have a new tracking collar.
Well, there you go, Laura. I guess that's how it's done there. Man.
Yep.
Amazing story. Let me go to a phone call here, 816-235-2888. We're talking about Missouri's burgeoning bear population. Robert from Eudora. Robert, you're on Up to Date.
Hi, this is kind of not, I guess, related a little bit to Missouri since we're your neighbor in Kansas, but what is the history, or do you know any of the history of wild bear populations in Kansas, especially on the eastern or western side coming in from Colorado? Is that a historical thing, or are we seeing a growth in that or sightings?
Yeah, Laura, I would assume that the number of black bears is increasing in Missouri. Can we assume it's increasing in Kansas as well?
You know, that's not something that I'd really be able to speak to. You know, my work is focused on Missouri's bear population. And from my understanding, there's occasional sightings in Kansas. But by and large, the bulk of our population, when we think about where it's located in the state of Missouri, it's not right up against the Kansas border. Our bear population is more restricted. Essentially, if you kind of drew a line from Springfield eastward, we do get bears a little bit further south and west of that. But if you think about where in Missouri, we occasionally get bears in the Joplin area, but they're not really there in high numbers like they are east of that.
I was struck just by doing some reading about this, that the state of Kansas actually had something to do with the growth in the number of bears in Missouri. How so? What's the connection there, Laura?
You know, that I'm not entirely sure, actually. That's a question I don't have a good answer for.
I think they started some sort of project down in Arkansas to grow the number of bears. And, of course, the bears then would spill over across the state line occasionally.
Yeah. So initially, they might have been part of that initial reintroduction program in Arkansas. And that reintroduction program, when you think of what was done in Arkansas in the 1950s and 1960s, you know, they brought in just a little over 250 black bears from Minnesota and Manitoba. And that is really one of the most successful carnivore reintroduction programs that has happened. When you look at the number of bears in Arkansas and the number of bears in Oklahoma and Missouri now, largely as a result of that reintroduction program, it's quite incredible.
I was talking about Arkansas, just to be clear, if I misspoke there. Let's go to Scott from Florida. Scott, you're on Up to Date. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. At what point would the population be large enough that you might consider selling bear tags and doing hunting season for control purposes?
Because that's being talked about right now, Laura, right? Maybe doing a bear hunt this fall.
It is. So we actually proposed a regulatory framework for establishment of our first bear hunting season here, really to provide opportunity for those who want to participate in that activity. And so the regulatory framework was approved last December, and harvest quota and permit quota recommendations will go to the Conservation Commission this spring. And if they approve those harvest quota and permit quota recommendations, the first season would be in October of 2021.
Why do we need to do a bear hunt? Do we have that many bears now that this would be helpful to the population?
So really this first season is about providing opportunity. So we have a bear population that can sustain a very limited and highly regulated harvest. And bear hunting is a popular activity in a variety of different places that have bear populations. And so consistent with how we approach deer, turkey, and most recently, even our first elk hunting season, we have a population that can sustain that highly regulated opportunity.
Scott, are you interested?
Perhaps in the future. Most of all, I was just curious about, you know, keeping that population at a sustainable level. But thank you so much for your response.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for the call. You know, it strikes me, Laura, that there's this sort of wow factor in this idea that the bear population is expanding in Missouri. It's not something people think a lot about. But there's also a nuisance factor here, right? Because bears can cause a whole lot of problems.
They can when they are provided the opportunity to do that. And so that is something that is part of having a bear population in the state. And even at low population numbers, you can still get that human-bear conflict. And obviously, as the bear population grows, you can see an increase in that human-bear conflict as well. But that is something that our bear management plan places a really big emphasis on. So we just recently updated our bear management plan back in 2020. And that management plan kind of focuses on population research and management. And as your previous caller had just talked about, you know, wondering using hunting as a tool for population management. And as the population continues to grow, we will establish population benchmarks, and hunting would be a primary component of achieving those population benchmarks. So that is something that we're looking down the road to. But also with that, there's a really big component related to public education. And so one of the goals of our bear management plan really focuses on that educational component. And then the third goal focuses on minimizing and responding to human-bear conflict. And so, you know, when you think about human-bear conflict, it's not something you'll ever be able to 100% prevent, right? When you have bears and people sharing the landscape, there's going to be some level of conflict, but there's a lot that we can do to really minimize it. And then when it does occur, have the capacity to respond to it. So we have staff that are trained in exactly that. So if somebody has a bear getting into their beehives, we have staff that will go out, they'll help set up a temporary electric fence or guide the resident on how to set up an electric fence properly to keep bears out. Mm-hmm. We have staff that can respond to situations where if you have a persistent bear coming into trash and things like that, they have aversive conditioning techniques, basically negative stimulus to get the bear to move on. And so there's a big part of that, but then also the educational aspect is huge, because it's a lot easier to try to prevent those conflicts from occurring than it is to try to get the bear to move on once that bear kind of gets into that behavior. So recognizing that there's a lot of food sources that we might have out that we might not even think of could attract a bear. So bird feeders are a huge attractant for bears. Huh. It's a really, really nutrient dense food source, and it's really easy for them to get to. So working with areas where you have bears that, you know, reside in the area, working with residents to recognize what might attract bears into their neighborhoods, into their farms. And so how you can be proactive to prevent those things from occurring, but also if it does happen, which it does, that we have staff and resources available to help residents work through that and find out the best ways to resolve those types of issues.
If people want more information about the idea of hunting bears this fall, where should they go for that information?
Yep. So they can go to mdc.mo.gov/bears.
Okay. Missouri Department of Conservation is the MDC acronym there, right?
Correct. That's
correct. Okay. That's Laura Conley, a fur bearer biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Laura, stay safe out there going into those dens. That's quite something that you do there. I almost can't believe it, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet. I'm Steve Kraske. You've been listening to Up to Date on KCUR. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.